heaven today. They have been laughing at you and about you. You just put the office in an uproar since you left here. He says, you got the job. He said, but he wants to see you again in the morning. So he had an appointment at about 10:30. Went back in, and Black was there. He says, he starts off by saying, you're married already. I said, yes, sir. He says, you got to... he said, I'm sending you out in this corn-fed area where they got some good-looking gals. He said, you're going to behave yourself out there. I said, well, sure, yes, sir. He said, and he gets up and he goes out into the main office. He comes back to his private office and sits down. First thing you know, his secretary comes in. There's a woman named... He says, this is Mr. He tells me he's married. He says he's got a good-looking wife. I said, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Well, it's all ma'am and sir, you know. In my day, they don't do that to me. He says, you say you got a good-looking wife? Is she as good-looking as here? I said, yes, sir, every bit. And he said, I said, she built as good as I said, I think so. And he says, now, be careful, eh? He says, stand up and show him. So that's the kind of foolishness he was going on with me. See?
Yeah.
And I just told him, yeah. And he says, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. He says, I wrote this fellow. He says, shouldn't be my duty to hire a retail salesman for that district representative out there, because he has 7 or 8 men working for him. And he would like to hire his own subordinates. But I took the liberty to send him your resume, and I had my resume was from the local distributors around here, jobbers, you know, like the Russell Company and Bogalusa and Covington. Covered the grocery grain.
Yeah.
And this man that I was gonna be working for as my immediate superior was from Louisiana. And this guy, this big shot, was from Memphis. And he just took the southern fellas, you know.
Yeah.
He said, I wired Mr. Stringer. That was the man I was gonna go to work for. And this is what he tells. You wanna hear what he says in the wire? I said, yes, sir. And he says, I'm going to read it to you. And he's opened the telegram. He says, the telegram reads this. He says, send the goddamn rebel out here. Say, if he disappoints me, there'll be another civil war right here in Iowa. So I went out and I had a real good association with him. I went to be his top man within about a year. And I went to work with a bunch of... Out there were 7 men. There were 2 men that had been with the company over 20 years, and the rest of them are all recent college graduates from Yale, University of Northwestern. It just was lucky that I got in and really made a pretty good mark. I stayed with them about 4 years, and my first babies were going to come along. We were going to be brave and stay up there, but she decided that she wanted to come south, so we came back, and I went back to work for him in the southern office for about a year and a half. I stayed here. I took a leave of absence for a year, and they rehired me in the southern office, and I worked about a year, but I decided my dad, I was the oldest boy, so I took over the business. My dad said he was going to give the business to my brother and myself. I've been here ever since.
Your southern office was in
New Orleans. They had an office in Havana Bank, kind of a food.
Yeah. So you were born
in Slidell in 1914.
Make you 62.
That's right.